With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And, you know, I'm feeling good today. I just feel, you know, I feel great. It's a Wednesday. I'm running on 0 hours of sleep. And I just, like, feel like dancing.
Are you feeling Joe Biden?
Okay, let's move on because I got to It's like I slipped in something into my juice.
I wish I had wine right now. Okay, so much. Like, okay, you guys, last night, I realized this is morning. Last night, I watched Atlanta, a Bethany Ever After. Please join our Patreon. We're watching Bethany Ever After season 2 because first is Bethany getting married. On our Patreon, you guys, I am living for it. I don't know when Jason's going to turn. It's so much fun. But we watched that. I watched Real Housewives of Atlanta last night. Then I watched Southern Charm. Then I watched Below Deck and Dallas. So I watched 5 hours. And mind you, I worked a full day and commuted. I was gone from the house 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I still watched all that TV.
Listen, I am We are proud of you, so we are proud of you. Hey, hey.
It didn't now, Mary, you can't
You can't tell, but right now I've got, like, you know when you're in a soccer game and at the end the parents would get together and they make a tunnel for you? I have an imaginary half of a tunnel right here for you to run through because that's amazing.
No, but it was so funny because this morning I texted you. I was like, I just realized I watched like 6 hours of Rob. And we did a podcast yesterday too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know how I did all that. I didn't even stay up that late.
You had a full day. Listen, you did it for us, and I appreciate it. And that's a lot. There's some good stuff this week. I mean, and like we also had like a weekend of other shows too. Like it's just like that 3-day weekend both benefited us for outside of Bravo stuff, but then was a detriment because we had to watch everything within like a day or two, you know?
So we both finished the Tiger Doc. It was just a two-parter. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about that a little
bit. Okay, so HBO Max, it's the second part. This episode, so this felt very much more like National Enquirer to me over like a 30 for 30. I felt like I ended up feeling bad for Tiger. And I just felt that there was a lot of, I don't know, it just... To me, it was interesting because I didn't know a lot of things about his life. However, I felt that they were, you know, really playing into all these people, too. At one point, they're like, and I never talked to Tiger again.
Every single person that was in the doc that talked is no longer talking to Tiger. Right. Like,
and like I'll show you, Tiger. You don't answer my calls. I'm going to get in a doc and talk shit about you.
Well, and they also have like his first girlfriend that he dated in high school. And then he goes off to college. They're still dating, but he breaks up with her over a letter and they never talked again. And it was just like, I'm like, if someone talked to someone that I hooked up with at 18, I don't want to know what they'd say. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, this is like a stretch. It's like when the datelines, this is my favorite thing.
Yeah.
It's like in a dateline, they're like, oh, yeah, well, you know, she was 17 and she was going to be a doctor. I'm like, what? I'm like, we don't know she was going to be a doctor, you know? Like,
it's like in like, you know, like fifth grade when they're like, okay, write what you want to be when you grow up. And I wrote like veterinarian. I'm like, I never wanted to do that. I don't ever, what? No, I only like small dogs. What are you talking about? Why would I say that?
No, but all of these people like, they acted so close to him, and I guess they just knew him.
Yeah, well, Amber can go to hell. She's like, so Tiger has, like, this huge scandal where he's cheated on his wife and all this stuff. And I tried to call him, and he disconnected his phone number and didn't give me the right one. I was like, I don't know, Amber. Maybe he's dealing with some other stuff besides your friendship. Like,
I had also forgotten about the waitress thing. I think he just got, like, well, first of all, he has all the money in the world, like all the Nike endorsements. He's literally an amazing athlete. Then he gets really like his back's fucked up, his knees fucked up. So then he gets prescribed all these pain medications.
Yeah. I felt really icky watching the DUI.
Abuses
video.
Those and just, you know, like you did feel sorry for him, but I do think this is like every.
It just like, felt invasive to me in a sense of where it was like.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, you don't think so? Like that DUI video was like dark. Like watching that, I was like, ah, I feel like this is something I shouldn't be watching in a sense because you just felt like there is his rock bottom and we're seeing it. And like, and he's not a part of this doc. So I don't, it's like based on this like book that's coming out that again, Tiger's also not a part of. I don't know. I mean, did I watch all of them immediately when they came out, all two episodes? Yeah, I did. But I don't know.
Well, but then they also, like, really showed his comeback story as well. I don't think they painted him as awful. I mean, he did some crazy wild shit, like having 10 girls at a time.
Is that crazy wild? Kelly Dodd begs to differ.
Choo-choo. Come on, ride the train. It's a choo-choo train. Ooh. Come on, ride the train. It's a choo-choo.
Okay.
Then we also watched Night Stalker. Shocked you watched it.
I watched it before you watched it.
I know.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's getting a little bit disturbed by the things I watch. And more specifically, documentaries like this. And
did you say this is history?
I mean, there was a San Francisco component.
Right.
I loved it. I loved it. And you guys, actually, another plug for the Patreon. Courtney told a really funny story on the Patreon that has to do with the Night Stalker and why she's born. Please join our Patreon.
I have a funny update as when I talked to my dad today, too, but that's for another story.
That's for the next Patreon. Okay, but Night Stalker, four-parter, disturbing.
Watch it in the light. Watch it in the light. I do not know how much more to
like. I loved, like, seeing the side of, like, the cops and the detectives and their wives and what their families were going through. I feel like that was the main highlight for
they
me.
They didn't shine a lot on the actual, like, actual Richard Ramirez, which I thought was a really interesting way. It was almost like they were like, he was a serial killer and a bad person, so we're not, like, going to break down why he does the things he did. We're actually just taking it from, like, why we think and, like, how we approached it and how it affected our lives. And
I loved that. I thought that was a really interesting, unique...
The survivor angle, too. I was like, oh, gosh, this is crazy. I thought it was, you know, it was just enough for me. It was, like, four parts. I watched it during the day. I did it all in one day, too. So I thought that was, like, good. And then I don't know that I need to watch more of these. I then had to cleanse my palate with the next show. Do you have anything about Night Stalker? Anything else?
It was a good one.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, if you are not watching Bling Empire on Netflix, I need you to just press pause and go sit for 6 hours and watch the whole thing because it's so good.
So how many episodes? Are they an hour episode?
Where do these people live? 10 episodes. They live in L.A.
Okay.
And it is – so Christine – there's so many characters. Christine – so there's like kind of – it's all Asian representation. So Christine was actually considered for like season 5 of something of like Beverly Hills. I think she would have been great. There's also Anna Shea, who is like a Mama Elsa mixed with a Carrie Brittenham, like, and she's like loaded. My friend just texted me. She's worth like $600 million.
Wow.
And it's just them like living this life. And then they have like the quote unquote poor friend.
This is like real money.
Oh yeah. This is real money. And this was taped in like 2019 too. So it's
before
like
before a pandemic.
So the parties, like their parties are, I'm like, please invite me to any party. Like these are so extravagant and amazing. Like Anna just takes one of the girls for her birthday to Paris on a private jet. Ooh.
Because it's like the housewife shows, like it's like, okay, Beverly Hills. Now we know Erica's poor. Dorit's poor. I think Kyle actually has some money. Kim Richards rents. Brandy rents. Like it's not real money. So this must be kind of fun.
This is
that real money.
I mean, and their quote unquote poor friend is actually worth like $17 million. Okay. Like, but it's like, it's just so good. And I really enjoyed it. Like I want a second season immediately. Like I need more. I just thought all the characters were so great. And they all have like layers to them. Cause in the beginning, you're like, I hate Christine. And then Christine like talks about her like fertility issues and all this stuff. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm just here for the petty like drama between Christine and Anna, and I love it. And everything.
Are they real friends?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, Anna's like, I don't actually know if she's 30 or 60.
Sure.
I can't tell. But
it's confusing in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, you know, but I do know that she owns a penis pump.
Are you a Ramona or are you a Leah? They look the same.
But it's 5 stars. Gretchen Rossi also, you can notice her in the first episode in a background of a party.
Nice.
So I think what's nice again is because as we're going through all these Bravo shows that are in COVID and, you know, things have changed with that, is like there's so much that goes on. There's at least one party every episode. Like, awesome. At least one sort of event. So it's just so much fun. I feel like it brings you back to like that why we originally all started watching Housewives. So 5 stars.
Okay. Need to check that out. Mm-hmm. Then we can talk a little Southern Charm Below Deck.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So Southern Charm, we basically have Mr. Pringle, like, his saying goodbye to his kids.
What?
We had Craig.
Big part. So it was like the big parties. Shep's throwing the season finale party at like
No, Pringle is. Pringle's friend's house. Pringle's family friend's house.
But Shep invited everyone. Shep was doing this to make Pringle feel better that his son's left.
Was this like the Emily having her party at Elizabeth's house? Same type of thing?
Maybe. I thought this was Shep throwing it. Whatever.
It's definitely John Pringle's friend's house.
But I think, but Pringle and Shep are friends. Maybe it's, either way, who cares? Okay, yes, okay. Let's say it's an Emily situation. They're all thrown.
But Madison shows up smoking hot to make freaking Austin jealous. And I mean, like, when she came over to Austin's house and was like, well, I'm never going to say date other people.
It's you like, do not have my permission. It's like, you guys are 16.
Well, also, yeah, no shit. He's confused all the time. You totally string him on. Like, you're saying there's a chance.
Well, and it's just, you know, and like you said, she's dressing up for the party because she wants to pay. They have such a power struggle between the two of them. Absolutely. Of who has the upper hand. So, like, it's always, like, the first move, right? Madison comes to the party. Everybody's wearing, like, regular clothes, and Madison has, like, a bathing suit on and, like, a fringe skirt. Like, you know, and like, she's got, like, her, like, 10-inch heels. Like, she is, and she's a horrible spray tan, though.
No,
like, I feel like her and Catherine go to the same spray tanner, and they need to fire them.
Also, it's really interesting. Like, when Catherine was on the phone this episode, she had clearly done all her own makeup.
Yes.
And it looked insane. But then she has this confessional where she's lost 30 pounds.
Yeah, it's clearly, like, moderate. Like, it's, like, in the past month she's done this confessional.
And I think she's going to look the same way at the reunion with blonde hair. Like, she looks great right now.
Did you also notice her? Yeah, did you also notice her opening a Coke can with her teeth?
I did.
Yeah. And, you know, there's just a lot of quirks about Catherine that I don't understand, and I just have a lot of questions.
Catherine has never grown up. She had that baby so young, like,
she was like 22. I don't feel like it's that young. As someone who watches Teen Mom, you'd think that'd be ancient.
As someone that's 35 without children.
A kid asked me today if I had kids. I was like, no, I don't. They're like, that's weird.
You're like, go play with the blocks in the corner.
Anyways, no.
She had the pack, but yes, she was young with Thomas, who was older. So I understand, like, that emotional and immaturity in that sense.
Oh, well, and then also the thing about this party too was, like, clearly, like, they had to get more footage to, you know, next week's the finale. But I'm like, I would have liked Leva to invite her husband.
Yes.
I even, like, Catherine should have brought her new boyfriend. Like, where is Taylor going to show up? Like, it just felt so.
This whole season felt really disconnected.
Yeah, it's like we have to have the cast together.
But none of them like each other. And they're also, like, bringing the bare minimum. And also, like, Vanita, I want more of her. Like, I feel that they kind of threw all these people together. Like, I believe, is Madison, the other Madison coming to this party too? Gwen's Madison?
Yeah.
I think she shows up, right? Like,
yeah.
It just feels really disjointed because they're not all together. And it's because, you know, obviously COVID and stuff. And then, like, every party feels like it's a setup.
It's definitely,
and not organic as much as, right. As much as, right. Southern Charm has felt in the past. And
even like, Natalie and Craig on their notebook date, what made me feel uncomfortable. I was like, do you guys even like each other?
There is,
like,
zero chemistry. Craig, call us. Me, personally. Call me. Me. You can call Mary, too, if you need to get to me through Mary. So call us.
I'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be super interesting where this – next week looks really good. You know, people are saying that Madison and Jay Cutler are together.
Doubt it.
I could see him hitting it.
And quitting it.
She is going to date someone very successful next.
I don't know.
She craves it so much.
She's – okay, I think she's a monster, though. And I feel like – okay, they are setting it up to be this love triangle between Pringle, Austin, and Madison. And I feel like Pringle saw Madison's crazy. He was like, I'm going to nope right out of this one. Like, she is so mean.
I think, though – she is, like, so disappointed in Austin.
Like, because he ignored her when he entered. Like, I'm just saying. Like,
yeah, no. She knows she is better than him. She's better looking than him. Like, she got on the show because of him. I think she's, like, more successful. I don't know financially wise, but more successful, like.
She's got her shit together more than he does.
Totally. I would love to know who she's currently dating. She's going to meet some very, very,
rich man. That's exactly what she wants. She doesn't want to work anymore. She wants to work on her bod. She's always like on these diets. I follow her Instagram. She works for her body. I appreciate someone that like she works out twice a day sometimes. She does these detoxes. Like she's eating clean, you know. And I think I appreciate someone being honest. It's like these people are not skinny for nowhere. Like you have to work. You can't eat, okay?
But I have a high metabolism. Lucky bitch, but you're lying.
Yeah. No, but so I just, where is it going? Is it going
to
go anywhere?
I just also, I have to be honest, it's like, I understand where Leva is coming from with the Catherine thing and everything. And then she says it's not a big deal, but she wants Shep to say something. And it's like, I just think you're not going to get the response you want, that you need to either take it off camera and, hey, you know, really have a conversation about it. But now this is like the fourth time we're talking about it. And it's just not.
Well, and now Craig's like, oh, I didn't know the whole story.
Well, I'm curious about, because the next week's scene is like, then she said something about like, you don't know your father. And then I'm like, what is she saying? Like, this is crazy. That's crazy talk. Like, not Vanita. What if Catherine said that? Like, that's the crazy. Like, what's Catherine doing? And I'm like, I don't like it. And I don't like her that she did all. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't think Catherine.
I think the show would be just fine without Catherine.
I agree. Totally agree.
Although, they need to. I don't know what the direction is. I still want to watch Austin. I still want to watch Craig. And I still want to watch Shep.
Those, I mean, this has been such a good Shep season. Like, he has really redeemed himself of, like, trying to stay out of the drama now.
I mean, I can't even. Why did we not like Shep? I don't even remember. He's like a new man.
Oh, do you want me to remind you?
No.
Okay. Just kidding. But yeah, and I think you're right. Like, I would love to have seen more of Leva's, like, with her husband and, like, how they were handling with the restaurant biz and their adorable son. Like, I would have loved that. I would have loved to know more about Vanita. I would have loved to see more about other Madison. I wish Dani would become full-time so we could invest more in her instead of seeing her as, like, a shaky chihuahua all the time.
No, see, I can get rid of Catherine and Dani.
Okay.
Keep Leva.
I mean, but then it's
what
like
are my other girl options?
Madison, both Madisons.
Okay. I'll keep both of them.
Okay, so just get rid of Catherine and
Patricia.
Well, yeah, we didn't get enough of Patricia or Michael this season either. It's like it's time for a spinoff.
I know Whitney isn't even like in it.
Yeah, he's just producing it. Whitney's it's probably the smart one, though, to like take a step back and just make money from, you know, the production value of it all.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else to say about Southern Charm?
No.
Below deck. We come back and Miss Rachel is still hammering at the microphone.
Okay. That dinner. Okay. You know when you're... Okay. I've had, like, friends where it's like, okay, we all get wasted. Someone blacks out and they pass out. And you're like, all right, just, like, sleep it off because you're... You made a scene and now we've reached the point you need a little nappy. But because they drink like espresso martinis and like Red Bull and all this stuff, when they wake up, they're like these monsters. They're monsters. And they just are like pissed off at the world, but they're still like blacked out. Like they don't know what's going on. So like I guarantee Rachel doesn't even remember. I mean, she does not remember that at all.
She remembers zero and keeps on claiming she doesn't get hangovers when
bubble your guts. Stomach
is fucked up because you're hungover, honey. That's what a hangover is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You're shitting 12 times a day because you're hungover because you ate the nachos at midnight and you drank all day without the food and then you found chips when you got back to the place. Like, yeah, that's why you got some bubble guts and you're shitting all over the place. Okay.
It's not rocket science.
But she's like, but I don't have a headache. I'm like, yeah. Let me tell you the other signs of hangover. Okay.
Yeah.
But her talking shit on James when he's sitting across from her.
She's like, he did take it like a champ. He was very smart. He's like, I'm not going to get involved. I'm actually going to sit back and see what Elizabeth does. And Elizabeth just goes off with Rachel to listen more about shit talking him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I totally see James's point. Like, dude, you took her side, even though Elizabeth was just trying to convince Rachel the whole time, like, he was a good guy.
Right.
It definitely got lost in translation.
Well, they were the most wasted. Elizabeth and Rachel were the most wasted. Everyone else was just kind of buzzed. So, like,
Elizabeth thought she was going to get proposed to.
She's like, you should propose. Like, he's like, oh, I want to go to your sister's wedding. She's like, you should propose to me then. He's like, okay. I was like, no, I think we've like hooked up 3 times on the boat, maybe. Right. So that just seems a little fast moving. But also, I'm not a yachty. Oh, is that offensive? Was that offensive?
No.
Oh, God. Because, you know, if you call somebody a yachty, right, they might get offended. Right. I just, sorry. Brian. Was it Brian?
Okay. Yeah.
Anyways. Whew, God, crisis averted.
But no, so, and then you can just tell he's completely over her now.
Oh, yeah.
He's done.
But she does not remember what happened. So she's like, I don't understand why he's done with me. And I was like, oh, honey.
When she like ran up to him in the morning, I was like, girl, you got to have a little bit more dignity than that. Like, come on.
When she kept like, even at, while they were all drinking, she's like, babe. I was like, oh, no. No, but no, like, you've moved too fast.
Her running up in the morning and like apologizing to him. I was like, no, girl, that's not a cute look.
Okay, so also Rob, I know, like, I stopped watching. I came back in last week. Rob has come up. He's adorable.
He's a sweet, sensitive soul.
Yeah, them watching that sunset together, talking, Eddie, him and Izzy.
I loved it. And then we also had another sensitive moment with Lee and Francesca. And this was a miss for me. I think Eddie should have been with this clearly the cameras were, like, wanting him to have this conversation on camera. Frankie wasn't the girl to have it with. They don't have
the relationship yet. If it was Kate, I feel like it would have been, like, more vulnerable. She would have reacted better. I didn't know that. I don't know what that accent
she's
was.
Just
sorry,
a, but she's just a miss for me.
I think she's just too normal. Like, she just does her job too well. And, you know, again, I agree with you. You've mentioned it weeks ago, but just a brush through the hair. I know Kate never had, like, a brush through her hair, but it always, like,
looked... But it was a good messy.
Yeah.
This is like
I've been running around for, like, 3 hours and haven't had the chance to re-pull my hair back, so everything's fallen forward.
I look like this at the end of the day as well, but I am not on camera.
I also look like this when I wake up. I know. And after 2 hours of just sitting at my computer working, so this is a natural look for me, but I'm not on camera.
So, but I think good for him for sharing that story.
It made me so sad. I wanted to give Lee a hug, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I've really actually like enjoyed this, of the fact of like, it's so silly. And I think Rachel's
really been the star.
She truly has, because she's also a really good chef. So it's like, she's a psycho, but also great at cooking. So like, everybody's just kind of like, okay. Like when she's like, hello, I have provisions. They're like, I don't want to talk to her. Like, they're all scared of her.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Zero. Cooter queen. Our cooter queen.
Our cooter queen.
Anything else about Below Deck?
No.
Okay, before we take a quick break, I just want to talk about some breakups that have happened this past week.
Sure.
Okay. So, guys, for my Love Island kids, Jaylib is no more. So, Johnny and Sally, they broke up like a couple of weeks ago, which, Johnny, he got to Casa More. I know I'm speaking a different language to you, Mary.
I don't know who these people are either, people, but I'm sure some people.
Some. I have a... There's a big Love Island contingency, okay? I know, because there are trash humans like me, okay? Anyway, so they broke up, but that was like a duh. It lasted too long. But Jaylib, they won. So it's Justine and Caleb. They won the show. And it was like, oh my God, like it's true love. Like they were so into each other. Well.
Oh no, they're done?
Jaylib had a secret girlfriend. Caleb. Caleb had, so he left the show. So when he went for the show, apparently he was like casually dating this girl. Christmas time, his whole family, she's in family photos. So like his parents knew about it, but they're still commenting on Justine's Instagrams, and you know, like the whole family's in on it.
Happen?
What do you mean?
Like
COVID?
The whole family's in on this?
Yeah, like the whole family knew.
But how come the other girl didn't go to Christmas?
I don't know. She was spending it with her own family? I don't know. And then on New Year's Eve too, he was wearing a necklace with the number 11 on it. The girl he's dating plays soccer, maybe, and her number was 11. coincidence? I think not. And so, listen, this hit Justine like a ton of bricks, okay? And she released a statement that she needs to process her feelings to give her privacy. Now, Caleb is backtracking. He is trying to use like a, please respect our privacy. We've decided to go our separate ways. When it's like, no, you stuck your dick elsewhere. Justine is perfect. Sure. So all the girls from the season have all unfollowed Caleb. Like, ooh. He's just, you know, he's not in a good spot. He's in the doghouse. I don't know how you get out of this. And he keeps making statements. Like, he's like, I just want to mention, you know, blah, blah, blah. And people, he is losing followers left and right. Now, I never followed him. So.
Neither did I.
Yes, because you, I don't even know if you followed this, but. But shady.
Did. There's a number 11 that he's into that he shouldn't be into.
Yes, Mary.
And he put his dick somewhere else.
Thank you. Okay, speaking of other breakups, this is a tough one. Claire and Dale from The Bachelor. No more. You know, so E! News, they released, they're taking some time apart. Then Dale, he puts up an Instagram story to state that, you know, they've split. He signs the Instagram story. Like, he takes the IG scribble tool and signs his name on it as if we're like, oh, okay, now it's official because it came. He signed it. So it's like notarized, basically, even though it's a story on his own Instagram that he posted. But it's also like, here's the thing. I feel sad for Claire. She's the oldest bachelorette. Everybody already says, like, she was horrible. She's the worst. But there was so much negativity around her. And COVID did her dirty. And so did the show. Okay? COVID, it was announced she was the bachelorette. The guys were announced. And then COVID hit. And there's, like, 2 or 3 months in between when it was announced and when they actually started filming again. So what is she going to do? Of course she's going to go look at everybody's social media. So her mistake was falling in love with Dale via social media, you know? So when she was there, it was a one-track mind.
Classic mistake.
Ugh, I hate all the times I've had a relationship via IG photos.
Craig.
Okay.
Wow. Wait, have you... okay, so, like, when's the appropriate time when you're dating someone to be friends with them on social media?
It depends. I think a couple months.
Groundbreaking question.
With all of my past history here. So you either hope, like, you hope that the guy is public, so, like, you can just look at his IG and you're like, oh, 100%. I never need to follow, right? I'm somebody who, like, doesn't post on their own personal, so, like, it wouldn't bother me one way or the other. But I'm like, if I'm going to stalk your ex-girlfriend from 3 years ago, let me in. No? Is that wrong? No, I think it's like, what?
No,
it's
but
like,
then also, okay, so then.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Okay.
Like, you start dating them and then you become friends on social media. Hopefully they invite you.
Right, obviously.
Friend. Like, obviously. Okay, so then you finally are friends.
Do you think Elizabeth and James followed each other? Who followed first? Elizabeth.
Yeah. But then it's like, I remember I used to do like weird, like post more stories and I was like first dating someone.
To see if they looked at it?
Yeah, or like to like be cool.
Guys, Instagram's only been around for a little bit too. So mind you, we're in our mid 20s when this happened too. I feel like we could say like,
and I'd be like, do they look at it? Like, are they going to text me back and say I'm cool or something? Like, I don't even know what was the purpose.
No, but just to know that they're like thinking of you and it's like, you know, oh, you saw my story about the local grocery store and the cute deed they did. Yeah, I like charity. No.
But God, social media is the devil.
Yeah.
Bad for relationships.
So anyway, so Claire, right, she's a one-track mind. She's choosing Dale. The show pushes him to propose to her, like, so that they could get Tayshia, you know? Like, I feel like the show really kind of messed her up. So then she leaves, and yeah, she had a great group of guys, like, great crop of guys, you know? They were all, like, I think it was probably one of the best casts. And she just, you know, she went with Dale. But it's like, Dale has newfound fame. He's, like, 31. He's an Instagram influencer now, you know?
Smoke show.
He's not moving to Sacramento where Claire thinks that they're, like, he's just not doing it.
Right.
You know, like, what's there in Sacramento? Brandy Glanville's family and the Capitol?
I don't mind Sacramento. I think it's really great. It's close to Tahoe. It's a little bit more affordable. You can still get to the city. They have an airport. Sacramento's up and coming.
No, I'm not saying anything about Sacramento. Like, I'm not that. I mean in the sense of, like, for someone who's got this newfound fame, like, he probably wants to be in New York or LA or, like, a big city. And then he's like, I'm going to go to Sacramento. Like, it just wasn't. And so I feel really bad for Claire personally. I feel bad for both of them. I think that it's just, like, was a bad situation that, honestly, I didn't think was ever going to work. But you hope it does. But it's like, she's like, we're going to have babies next. And he's like, oh, I'm actually hoping that, like, Peloton calls and gives me a sponsorship. Like, I'm going down the influencer route. So, anyways, that's just the updates there.
You know what I just thought about?
Oh, my God, tell me.
I just thought about Love is Blind and how they definitely should be doing – and, like, Amber and Matt are still together. Did you know that?
Yeah. She's pregnant.
Amber and Barnett.
Matt, his first name is Matt. Barnett. Yeah. They're pregnant.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, no, I lied. Mark is pregnant. Mark of Mark and Jessica is pregnant. He's dating someone and she's pregnant.
Yeah, no, they're dating different people.
Yes, and, you know, but yes.
No, but I want to know more about, like, is Lauren and Cameron still together?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they are.
They are.
I'm, like, looking at this.
Love is Blind is, like,
that was so
10 months ago.
No, that was, like, I think it was in February.
Okay, 11 months ago. The circle was right now of last year. I remember the circle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want more of those shows. And I want Love on the Spectrum. I want Norris, stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Netflix is really flexing its reality TV arm, and I am here for it. Let's take a quick break, then we'll go into all the housewives.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga,
dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG. allomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
All right, Mary, where are we starting?
Let's just like kind of dip into the OC reunion because not that much happened.
Wait, I thought it was great.
Oh, okay.
I've had such, we've mentioned multiple times, like we had such low expectations for this. And knowing it's only two parts, I feel like they got a lot in there than usual when we'd be like, okay, let's talk about when you guys were so silly on a kayak. You know, they like do those stupid things. Like we don't have time for that.
Right.
You know.
Well, okay, let's talk about seating. So it's okay. Andy. Mm-hmm. Then we have Kelly closest, mm-hmm. which I thought was interesting because I feel like, what was her story this season? Just hating masks. Then,
having sex with Rick.
Yeah, like she really didn't have much of a story. And she was more controversial on social media, which they talk about,
yep.
than she was on camera.
Right.
So it's Kelly closest. Then we have Shannon and obviously Elizabeth on the end. To the other side, Bronwyn, makes sense. And then Gina and Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's more like Shannon and Kelly could have been switched. Like,
yeah, I think that actually would have been more appropriate.
But either way, like,
did highlight Shannon's relationship with John. I feel like that was like
John Jansen,
a really big deal. And especially because Bronwyn, Bronwyn is asked if she thinks Shannon has a drinking problem. She doesn't directly say, and then she says, I do think she has a problem with alcohol, which clearly she does. She's calling everyone blackout, wasted, worried, and she's going to break up with John Jansen. Right. And like, I mean, does anyone not think she doesn't have a drinking problem? Like, I mean,
I don't think she's like, it's like this line of like, are you an alcoholic or do you just drink a lot? And yes, I think Shannon has an interesting relationship with alcohol. I guess for me with like, it's just, it's like rich coming from Bronwyn because now all of a sudden, you know, she's like the expert on it all. So she can read everyone because, hey, that's what I used to do. And it's like, she's like diagnosing people. Like, I mean, John Jansen, he said it right, right? He's like, she's a sober alcoholic who wants to put everyone down to like raise herself up. And I agree with that.
I died when they said they were calling her a narcissist. And she goes, no, I got checked for narcissism. Like, she literally took like, oh, she is the type of person, they have so much money. So it's like, she takes her money.
Do you think they have money?
Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't because they rent that house. But you also have to have $20,000 to $25,000 a month cash to pay for that house.
I would like it to be reversed next season. I have a feeling this cast could be very similar to in next season. Let's do a 180. Elizabeth, go after Bronwyn and check those finances. What is Bronwyn LLC?
I think Bronwyn's also always kind of had money. Like,
no, Deb said she was on food stamps when she was younger. She commented that somewhere. And then she had to make it a post so people knew.
Oh, I feel like they all, I don't know. I felt like
when she met Sean, she said she didn't want to work. Bronwyn's just a lot of things. She's an enigma wrapped in a riddle and maybe cash, honestly. You know, like, we don't know. That's not Erica Jane, though, so she should definitely retire that line.
Well, and then people saying, like, her agent and her mom said the sober thing. And then I always think Emily's on the right side of things. And Emily was like, well, let me just ask you, because, you know, you said you've been go through stints of being sober. And, like, clearly you can be sober for a while because you've had all these kids and you nursed. And then it just seemed there was this thing of like, I don't deny that she had a drinking problem.
You think she slightly embellished it for the show? Like, maybe, very much where she...
Maybe. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting, though, when Gina was saying, she's like, you don't go to those meetings, though, to, like, fake it. Like, people are telling their stories. And so I don't...
And also, I commend anyone that gets... And being sober is really hard. Yeah. And even if you don't, like, it's hard to go to a party and not have a glass of wine, you know? Totally. Like, even if you don't have a problem. Like, it's not fun. And maybe she's doing, like, that conscious sobering. Have you heard about that?
No. Is that a goop thing?
Is that what it's called? What is it called?
Conscious uncoupling? I feel like it. I don't know. To me, I thought, you know, Gina's like, I'm not going to take away the fact that, like, you say you're an alcoholic. I believe you. That is, like, there's so many more things about Bronwyn that could be questionable. I feel, you know, that it was like, why? Like, and maybe she's embellished it a bit. But I think, like, I thought it was funny, too, when they were, like, showing from previous and it was all scenes from the same party.
Right.
But they were like, look at her. And so, okay. So the rumor is, too, that which gets brought up next season because that's what Shannon's threatening when she's talking to John Jansen, the, hey, you know, Bronwyn's bringing up those problems. So I wasn't going to say it, but as a mother, I need to say this. I was as a mother, what? Okay, sure. So the rumor is that Bronwyn basically, well, we see it at the end where Bronwyn offered Stella, Shannon's daughter, when she was 14, like, hey, if you need the good stuff, call me. And Bronwyn, so someone commented on Bronwyn's Instagram, like, did you say that? And she was like, that's what was told to me. I don't remember because I'm drinking. But then I got home and then I was told that's not what happened. So I don't know. And then there's like, Sean is saying, you know, like, oh, this is going. Like, Sean's like, no, that's not true. They're trying to take us down. And then, you know, it's like.
And then I saw something today that Shannon like commented, like, it's like, what is, I don't know what the truth on this one is.
Well, so she
also was, is, I assumed it was blow, but was it like weed or weed?
So people are saying, so anymore? People are now saying too, that it wasn't necessarily alcoholism that Bronwyn, is trying to be sober from, that it's from coke. And I'm like, okay, it's getting a little like dark for me. Right, like right. This is going a little dark. And I just, you know, and then I think how, if this is, let's say this is true. Like, I don't know, you know, if she's saying like she was drunk and she doesn't remember and it was from 2019. Like, why is Shannon holding on to this for so long? Right. She's filmed with her. She's like this 2019. She's filmed two seasons with her, basically. Right. Like.
But I think Shannon's like, you know what? You're going so below the belt with this, with John. I will go just, I'll go deeper.
When they go high or when they go low, we go high. She's like, eh, nope, we go low too. I've got friends in low places with a whiskey, you know. Okay. What do you think okay, guys. I love Elizabeth. I feel like she came alive during this reunion. I thought her going like head to head with Bronwyn, I thought was really fucked up when Bronwyn was like, your ex-husband's fiance. Yeah, stop calling him his girlfriend. It's a fiance. I'm like, who are you? Like, and you know, you could tell, like, you know, when you see like, okay, you're dating someone, you guys break up, and then you're like obviously still following them on social media because you need to know their every move. And then they post the photo with the new girlfriend.
Oh.
And you see it and you aren't expecting it and you're just, your heart drops, you know, like that kind of thing. I'm like, that is what's happening to Elizabeth on camera.
I know.
I felt sad for her.
I know. And it's just like also, I feel like Bronwyn's trying to be like, oh, I'm like trying to live all my truths. Like I'm being sober. I'm apologizing for things like, but then yet she does these mean things to people. And she's completely unaware of them.
Yeah, that's like the, like, there's no self-awareness. You're totally right. Like, and it's just, I mean, I don't know what the, like, is this who she really is? Is this her true self?
Is this her narcissism or is this her ego?
Her big ego. But then
I didn't even, like, she's like, I appreciated, like, we love to go out and get recognized. Like, and they want to be happy. Clearly, they went on this show to be famous.
Like, nobody goes on because they're like, this would be like a really lovely experiment just to like have video proof for my kids when they're older. You know? Yeah. like you go on this show because you're like, oh, I could be a real housewife and be famous. So, like, I don't think it's like crazy to be like, yeah, I like when somebody posts, like, asks me, especially in the beginning of your fame, too.
Absolutely.
Like, I could say maybe, like, maybe, you know, Shannon's quote unquote above it because it's like her sixth season. But don't tell me that when people were like, hey, Shannon, it's not my fucking plate. And she's like, I'm duct taped right now. No hugs. I did appreciate, like, she's almost like honest to a fault in that sense. Although I don't know. Who knows if she's honest? But she just is like always kind of just, there's no filter in the brain to what she's going to say out loud.
For me, goodbye, Bronwyn. It's just a goodbye for me.
Yeah.
I would also say, like, Andy came at Kelly hard. And
he
was
gave
good.
Her these layups, though, I felt, where he was like, all you have to do, Kelly, is just be like, I'm sorry. Like, but Kelly just so does not believe about COVID. Like, he's like, your mom was in the ICU. Well, she was in the ICU for low blood sugar. He's like, oh, so she didn't have COVID. Well, she did have COVID. It's like, do you think maybe something's, like, affected? But I will say, I did laugh when Andy asked Elizabeth a question and Kelly turns around and goes, good question, Andy. And he goes, thank you, Kelly. Like the whole thing. And then she's like, well, yeah, Andy, people think you're anti-American. And I was like, no, Kelly, that's not the right path. Don't go at Andy.
The funny thing is Andy's always more intelligent than these women. So it's like, he's like,
He's like, bitch, okay. This is like my 150th reunion. Don't try to come at me because I know this game much better than any of you ever will, you know? but I think overall, I just thought it was like, I thought it was a good one. I mean, again, like, hey, you didn't go in a kayak. Now, we did spend some time on Gina's sad house. But, yeah, and we did. And I also think it's fun. Now, did you believe when Emily said, Kelly doesn't lie, neither do I? And Shannon's like, I don't either. And I'm like, Shannon, it's not about you. But I'm like, Kelly doesn't lie.
No, Kelly doesn't lie. Shannon lies.
Shannon lies for sure. But enjoyable reunion. I thought it was a good one. I think two parts is perfect for this.
I agree.
Oh, I will. Okay, I want to end. When Emily said that, Shane texted. One, he told Shelby. Oh. We didn't even know about Shelby. Shelby, his oldest daughter. I thought he only had Chanel. You knew about Shelby?
He has two older daughters. And I want to say in like last season or two seasons ago, they were even in their like.
Chanel was. I think Chanel's in this one. But I just didn't know about. Maybe you could be totally right. But Emily said that that he had to text her like basically goodbye. I was so. I'm like.
Disturbing.
Oh, I felt so bad. And like, Emily. She just looked. And she looked amazing.
Yeah.
They all looked great, minus Shannon. Yeah. Makes me want a hot dog real bad.
Like white was probably the worst color you could have.
Like, well, also maybe something form fitting.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. Shall we move on to Atlanta?
Gina looked great. Gina pulled it back together.
Gina looked like the hot mom that's like you're in trouble with kind of thing. Like she's like the boss. That haircut babe.
Really worked with her. She looks like she's like more in shape. She looked great. I liked Bronwyn's look, too. It was fun. I loved the long hair, the combat boots.
It's a miss for me.
So that was fun to me. I didn't like Elizabeth's, like, maroon dress. Kelly didn't stand out at all. Like, I can't even remember what she was wearing.
She's wearing black. And next week, apparently, she tells us she is black. So tune in for that
Ancestry.com and probably 2%.
No, we'll see about that. I'm like, okay, Kelly. I guess, you know what? I'll be tuning in. Okay, let's move on to Atlanta.
I'm struggling. I think next week is finally where it's going to hit.
Okay, when they said the next few weeks will be taking you kind of like on, and I was like, yes, take me to Charleston. I am ready for it. This was kind of a filler episode. A lot of it's been filler. I don't think we need Drew.
I like Drew. I like Drew. I liked her blonde wig this week.
Oh, she's stunning.
You know, I feel like, maybe Ralph is coming around.
No.
He lost his father suddenly. They had this lovely balloon moment. And he apologizes. That's all she wanted, the apology. He says he's sorry for the agony, the pain. I'm going to give him another chance.
Why are men great till they gotta be great? I'm just saying I don't think that Ralph's the one for me, which I guess is good that he's married to Drew.
Correct.
But, you know, she's just not – there's been zero scenes with her.
She, like, had to quarantine.
Yeah. So, I mean – right. But, I mean, like, it's just – for me, it's, like, that's really hard to bring a new person. It's hard – like, that's why we weren't, like, feeling Elizabeth, right? Except – that's why – it's, like, these group events is where we really kind of get to see everybody. Got to say, Kenya is just –
she's being nasty.
Her people hurt people. You know what I mean? Like, She is a meanie.
She has nothing nice to say, especially in the confessionals. Like,
But it's almost to a point where it's so shady. Like, I appreciate, like, a good read, like, when they're, like, shady in their confessionals. I love that. But it's almost, like, to a point where it's like, okay, enough with the Portia stuff. Like, Portia's doing really good things. Like, you continually calling it out is just, it's like, making you look bad.
I agree. And then we're at Candy Cares and, like, great, great project going on. I love, like, multiple of, like, Marlo gives $5,000.
Portia did.
Yeah.
And I believe so Drew donated.
Seems like most of them were very generous, except some Candy wouldn't name names.
It was definitely Kenya. Mm-hmm. Definitely Kenya. I don't know if Cynthia did because she's putting on a 250-person wedding. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. So this, like, Cynthia's decided to get married in a pandemic.
On 10-10-2020.
Right. And so it's just, I don't know if you, have you, like, it's subtle in the show.
Right, right.
So,
right.
You know, but I also was like, I felt really sad for her because, not her, like, I felt sad for her mom. Like, she's like, I want to invite my dad. And her mom's like, clearly, like, hurt because she's like,
come I to don't the- think she needs to even invite her dad. It doesn't even sound like he's really a part of her life. She sounds like she hasn't talked to him in 3 years. I feel like it's one of those things where she, like, wants to invite him. So it's like, kind of like, looks good on the outside type of thing. And it's like, if you don't talk to him, don't invite him.
I thought it was interesting when she said that, you know, her mom basically raised her and her sister, like the dad wasn't around. Then when she said, I was like, we didn't know that. I don't think I knew that information the first time she got married to Peter. Sorry, got married to Peter and her dad walked her down the aisle. And it's
with
like,
her yeah, brother.
Right. And we, you know, I just thought, Cynthia, if you want him there, okay. But like, your mom is clearly uncomfortable. I love Noelle standing up for her and being like, she said.
Why didn't her mom know what this PSA was about? What did she think? There was literally.
She didn't know what a PSA meant. She didn't know it was a public service announcement.
Okay. That's one flaw. But when 20 people are filming you doing this, what did you think? Where did you think this was going to go? Even because it's like one thing. It's one thing if you're going to a talk and talking to people and telling them your story.
Mm-hmm.
But there was many cameras involved. So where did you think the story was going to go? There's the World Wide Web. So I just don't understand.
Well, also she told me, like, I totally agree. Like Cynthia was like, I don't know how to say, I don't understand how you didn't know what we were doing. Like, if you didn't understand, I would have said something. Like, I would have explained it. I just assumed it was easy enough to understand when I explained it the first time. Like, that was very strange.
I did want some of her mom's cooking, those pork chops and the cornbread and the yams.
Yeah, it looked delicious. I like when, like, Cynthia was, like, mad at Mel, too, for, like, like, where's the pork chops? Where are they? I'm like, oh, gosh. And I think Noelle is, like, an old soul.
An old soul influencer trying to pay her bills.
Okay. Listen, if you guys can go back and listen to the way that Cynthia says influencer. She's like, I can't even go. She says it so where she's like, she's an influencer. Mm. It's just like so weird. And I'm like, wait, is she like, is she very popular on Instagram? I don't follow her.
Oh, look her up right now.
I'm going to do that right now. Okay. I don't even know what her...
I think Cynthia definitely should not invite the dad. Doesn't sound like they're really close.
Intimate wedding either.
And I also like how, you know, Mike Hill wants Dennis to come, checked in with Cynthia. Cynthia checked in with Portia, and Portia says no Dennis, who does not end up going. But I feel like Portia's being so honest. She's like, you know, that affair really fucked me up. I'm literally so mad at him. And if he doesn't bring me a bottle when I say bring me a bottle, I will blow a gasket. And I think that's a really normal reaction.
She's like, I'm going to need your coochie credit to make sure that Dennis doesn't show up. Yes. And I was like, coochie credit? I'm adding that to my vocabulary.
Yes. But she's been, she's like, I couldn't get over not punishing. Like, I wanted to punish him over and over and over again. And it's just toxic, but now they're back together. So
right, so I guess he brought the bottle, a bottle for baby PJ and a bottle of Dom for Portia. You know, I think it's vegan friendly. Maybe
could be.
Yeah, I'm excited for Charleston. I think it's going to be fun because I think that there's just, again, the group is together, and this is like, okay, compared to like Potomac when they did their dominatrix party in Portugal on the 16th floor in the boardroom,
we got candy coated. Oh.
Candy coated nights. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I want to see what goes down on this, you know? Mm-hmm. And who goes down on this. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Moving on. Dallas?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so today I had a realization that I am catching up to the housewives. Like, Leah's our age. Tiffany's now my age.
When you said that note to me, I was like, mm-hmm. What? Leah, Whitney is younger than
Tiffany,
us.
Tiffany, Whitney. And I was like, wait, I started watching this in 2004 when I was 17, 18 years old, and now I'm 35. And
housewives, they're just like us.
Now I could be on the show when before I was the Brianna.
Because you don't
Vicky,
even.
Vicky was buying me Mercedes, yeah. And I had to still pay them.
Like,
you don't even have to be rich to be on this show anymore. So, like, we could be on it.
I know. It was just, like, because they're really high, like.
Like, remember Teddy Mellencamp is younger than Jax Taylor.
She's also our age.
She's, like, 38. I'll take whatever. I'm still claiming mid-30s. So.
Oh, yeah. You're 34.
Yes. Yes. So, but yes, when
you
I was
guys,
like, how
don't
is
forget, though, Courtney's still a year older than me in school.
I'm so smart.
But Tiffany is, like, 6 years older than me in school. So. Okay. When you told me.
With the MD.
When she said she was 35, I was like, right now? Right now, you're 35?
This whole episode was really about her.
This whole season is. Her and Cam are the stars of the season.
Okay. Cam, like, her calling people on the elliptical with the dog on the treadmill was simply iconic. I truly, truly
love Cam, take that. The dog for a damn walk outside. You're walking anyways. Just take the dog with you.
Because it's too hot.
I did notice those very large fans at Carrie's birthday.
Yeah, it's too hot. But so at the beginning of this episode, I was in love with Cam. She's a character. She actually reminds me of a friend of mine.
Do I know them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
But
I know who it is.
Who? What does it start with? What letter? L? They don't listen.
L?
Yeah. No.
Oh, different one. Oh, J?
No.
Oh. Okay, I'll go through every. I'm like A, B, a C, D, E. Okay. Okay, go on. So you were loving Cam in the beginning.
But, oh my gosh, at the end of this episode.
Let the mouse go.
Stop talking about this chicken foot. And also, just put it in your mouth. It was one fucking dim sum lunch. It was an experience.
Also, like, I love that she tells Tiffany, like, you do know you're being offensive to your own culture, right? Like, to all the Chinese people, you're being offensive. I'm like, no, Cam, I don't.
This made her look so, so, so bad. Let's start from the top. So, Cam, sitting to talking to this party planner. She's like, so I have this, like, idea that maybe, like, these models could come and, like, spray champagne on Carrie while she's dancing on a table that's 1 foot off the ground.
Saint-Tropez party. I was like, bitch, this is Mykonos, okay?
Can you do your Cam accent?
I can't.
Say, like, say wear a white bathing suit. It's white themed.
I literally can't. I don't.
Yes, you used to do it really good.
You're putting too much pressure. Give me some time, okay? Maybe I'll just drop it in. I don't know.
Okay, so then we go over to the Holman house, and I felt very uncomfortable. Travis was getting back into his old ways.
Season one ways with his lists.
And she even says he's mostly an asshole. And then, but he's talking to her like, I need to make the money, and then I give it away to you. And she's like, well, you wanted this old-fashioned relationship, and now, like, the kids are in school all day. Like, I have nothing to do. And I think this happens to a ton of women. Like, they have to stay I think a lot of people want to stay at home till their kids are, like, five. And then they want to get back into the workforce. And then it's really hard to. And yeah, you lose yourself a little bit.
Well, and you're still even though it's like you're still responsible for all the things that you were doing when you were a stay-at-home mom, like raising your kids, and now that they have like these 6 to 8 hours where they're gone, it's like, okay, well, you can do something, but only within that amount of time, because then I need you to be at home when they get out of school, and I need to make sure you need to make sure you take them to school, like all these different things that it's like, it's hard.
Oh, it's horrible.
Hard, hard, hard. And it just it's funny.
And then she's so right. She doesn't have the money, so she doesn't have the power, because that does dictate it all.
Which is interesting.
And then he asks, what did you make for fucking dinner? Like, no. I feel like they were on such a roll. I am a little nervous for them right now.
They did do a vow renewal.
Kiss of death. Kiss of death.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay.
Tiffany's then we really shopping for her mom.
Yeah, really.
It made me laugh, though, when she brings it all over to her mom's house. And her mom's like, I don't want that. I don't want that. Like, why'd you bring me that?
And then when she told the story about giving her mom a car, and then her mom said, it's not turbo.
It's just, it's really interesting because it's like, she's telling us the dynamic. The TikTok that they showed about the Harvard with like the throwing of the shoe
was hilarious.
It really made me laugh. And, you know, and she's, it's so funny because I feel like Stephanie and her are in these different positions, right? Like Stephanie's like, I raised my kids. I was there. Now I want to do something. Tiffany's like the opposite. Like, I'm not there for my kids. I'm working all the time. And like, I feel guilty about not spending time with them. I feel guilty not reading them a book before bed. You know, she has a lot of this guilt that.
Well, like, and she's talking about the mommy and me time is like grocery shopping. I'm like, that's a lot of people, mommy and me time.
Totally.
That's, you know.
They're five. Yeah. They'll be fine. You know. Well,
Carrie was like, been pretty nice about that. Like, they'll remember the good times with you.
Okay. Carrie.
I love Carrie. She's so fun. How can you deny her? She just wants to take tequila shots. She looks great for 50. She wants to.
Great for 50. She looks great for 30. Her shoot, I was like, I texted you literally being like, Carrie has a bomb bod. Like, she looks fabulous. I think she
has an amazing perspective on life. Like, I know what she was doing to Tiffany. She's saying, Tiffany, have a shot with me. Come have fun. Like, sorry I pushed you in the pool.
Why'd she push her in the pool? She can't even swim. She didn't have her bathing suit on.
Tiffany also handled that really well.
Yeah, well, she said, like, I'm not going to make a big deal.
She handled that very well.
Well, she also just had to deal with, like, Cam.
Right.
You know,
right.
Being...
We can... Sorry. I got too ahead.
I also thought it was interesting, too, like, Carrie showed her husband... They seem to like each other this week. Like, I just, you know, she's always like, I have to have a job so I can make the money so I can basically leave my husband.
Can you buy a condo and put it in my name?
Yeah. She's like, I'm not on the deed of the house. I'm going to get that deed. Like, it was like, okay, so we get it. You hate your husband. But now they seem to like each other. And he seems like such a nice guy. Is there something we don't know? Is he a hoppy in training?
Oh, sign up for our Patreon.
Okay, so then, you know, we're at the party. This is at Cam's father-in-law's house because she can't have women spilling red wine in the house that they're trying to sell. And it's like, oh, so it's okay in your father-in-law's house. I know. But everyone has to go through the side gate.
Right. Did you notice those center pieces?
I did notice the center pieces. What did you think about the suspenders and the white shorts? Because to me, that wasn't sexy. The last guy they showed, the suspenders and the short, he was wearing high waisted shorts basically. And just for me, suspenders don't really do it. Maybe if I'm at a Magic Mike show, but no.
Seems like a lot of people for Corona for me that were unnecessary.
Say that one more time.
It seems like a lot of people for me in Corona that seemed unnecessary.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, I did appreciate Brandy, like, you know, she had just gone to Florida and she got 4 COVID tests and laminated them and wore them as a necklace.
I feel like we should tell her, though, that if you get 4 Corona tests within 5 minutes, it... It's not like, mm-hmm. It's not like a pregnancy test where, like, maybe one's off. Yeah, probably going to be the same result. But, you know, hey, make it fun. I was laughing every
time. A pregnancy test.
Like, sometimes, like, you can be like, oh, I think I'm, oh, not sometimes, like, us. Just, like, sometimes, like, people, like, they'll get a positive pregnancy test, so they'll, like, pee on it 4 times to make sure that they're, like, actually pregnant, you know?
Sure.
But I was laughing every time she tried to take a shot and hit her mask. Like, or like eating, and like
she's
at one point
in on the joke.
Yeah, I mean, she knows how to like play it up. I think I need more of the redhead Jen.
So when she walked in, like, she was like literally just wearing a bikini. I mean, good for you. I could never do that. But I was
yes,
like,
you
wait,
could,
I think,
Mary.
I think you like
everybody is a bikini body. Okay,
I think you like. Should have worn something over. I mean, I know she wore something over, but I felt like she was just walking around in a bikini and everyone else had clothes on.
Live your best. Hey, if you got the confidence and you want to flaunt it, you do it, bitch, okay? And when she was like, yeah, I had so much fun at the dim sum thing, and Cameron's like, oh, no. No, that was no fun for me. I was like, okay. It's like, you know, I'm going to talk to Tiffany. She needs to know about my boundaries.
Yes.
I was like, okay. Yes. Okay. And then she's like, and I told everyone to wear white, but I'm wearing pink and white.
And then, I liked her hair, though. She reminded me of Elsa or something.
And then, you know, I just thought these are like the parties. I'm like, I want to know. Okay, so at one point, you know, Carrie gets the champagne sprayed on her. They're taking shots. Like, these girls are clearly wasted. Yes. I need more of those scenes. Like, when we saw Deandra's ass because somebody had lifted up her dress and she's like twerking, I'm like, I need more of this. This is the kind of shit that I want, where they're all dumb and they're all getting wasted but having like the best time. Like, it makes me think of like Teddy and Kyle in Provence when they're like trying to get a chip. You know, it's just like the dumb things that they do when they get wasted. Yeah. That's what we want. Give us that.
Show us fun.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about chicken feet.
No.
Like, so Cam says, like, well, this party is a lot better than chicken feet. And what?
When Brandy was like, I think they're having a fight about chicken feet. It's like, and like, even Tiffany says, I don't want to have a hashtag feet gate or whatever she says. You know, it's like, this is so, like, Cam.
But Cam looks so, you're offending everyone in China.
Cam has, like, she, seriously, from Sutton, like, let the mouse go. Cam has to be right in every aspect, and so she needs to consistently, like, bring it up. And Stephanie mentioned this, too, where she needs you to basically admit to her that, like, what she's saying, whether it's what you agree with or not, like, her point is still correct.
Oh, and even Tiffany was like, well, like, sorry. Like, she did say sorry, but Cam, like, still couldn't let it go.
Right. It's like, enough. Enough. You know, but, and then you
shouldn't push people, because I was feeling really uncomfortable, like, the chicken feet. It's like, fucking, you put the chicken feet down, just relax about the chicken feet. It's not
enough. Yeah, we don't care. And then, you know, it's, again, though, because it's Cam and Tiffany that are at the forefront here. It's like, you were right, like, saying, like, Carrie just wants her to take shots. And when she was like, party like you're a doctor that works full time with 2 5-year-olds. And it's like, okay, I will. Do we take shots for that? Like, what's the party? Because you're like, no. Don't start the sob story. Do not ask her why she feels that way. It's going to go downhill. Just pour a shot down her throat. Like, let's get wasted.
She takes the shot and then literally spits it all out in the hot tub.
I need more of drunken behavior.
And then she's like, I'm a Debbie Downer. Like, she called herself a Debbie Downer. And then Carrie's like, let's have fun. Let's push you in the pool. And then she's like going to drown. And literally Deandra, she can't swim. And then she's just like kind of like on her back, like.
Drunk floating, I like to call that. You know?
just and then trying. She's like, it's cool. I'll she's go like, home. I'm Debbie.
Yeah. But it was like, I'm pretty sure she was going to the room to put her swimsuit on or something. I felt, but they were like, let's make it look like she went home. Again, I really like Dr. Tiffany Moon, so I'm here for her.
We really got to see, like, her full backstory. Clearly, she had, like, a very strict household that either you're going to be a doctor or a nurse, you're going to make something of – or a doctor or a lawyer, you're going to make something of yourself. And, like, her mom, you know, she's still taking care of her mom, and she's still – vying for her mom's, like, love and affection and friendship. I bet her mom wasn't a toucher. That sounded bad.
No.
A hugger. And, you know, she's happy that her mom pushed her in the right direction, but she didn't have so much fun in her 20s. And now she has her kids, and I think she's struggling. Do I want to be the serious doctor? It doesn't even seem like they need the money, or.
It's like she went on the show, like, for her to, like, have fun and have
probably
a different
experience. First time.
Yeah, I don't think she doesn't want to be on the show to get her picture taken. She's just, this is a fun experience. I'm kidding. I'm sure she loves the fame.
Yeah. No, but I mean, she probably already had a lot of notoriety in Dallas. Social circle.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Let's move on to Salt Lake, because
this is it?
What do you mean?
Is there all our shows?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Are you okay? I mean, listen, we can talk about whatever you want after Salt Lake. Nobody is probably going to listen.
Let's talk about their reunion looks a little bit.
Okay.
Guys. I have a confession.
Please.
I liked Meredith's look.
It was like business on the right and party on the left. I mean, she loves a pantsuit.
She loves a pantsuit. This was a dress pantsuit.
Yeah, so she figured out how. She's like, listen, I'm going to take the sleeves off and the shoulders. We're going to leave the breastplates, like the breast area, and then we're gonna tube it. We're going to sweetheart that. And then I want it a little longer on the right side so it almost looks like a pant, but then we're going pencil skirt on the left because that's still business.
So what is the seating arrangement? I'm going to say next to Andy, Meredith, Lisa, Mary. On the other side.
I'm going
to
say Lisa, Meredith, Mary.
Then I'm going to say on the other side, Jen, Heather. No, Jen, Whitney, Heather.
Jen and Whitney won't be next to each other. Too much drums. I could also
Jen's got to be at the top, I think.
I think so, too. But I could also see it being Jen, Lisa, Mary, and then Meredith, Heather. No. No, I think it's got to be a Jen, Heather, Whitney.
That's what I said.
No, I know. I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, and then saying the other side, I think it's going to be Lisa, Meredith, Mary.
Okay. I also, Jen's look, I swear I've seen her wear this before. It's like a Kardashian. You
I'm
know,
pretty
where
sure
like
Portia or NeNe, honestly, have worn something very similar on Atlanta. Like they had an all-white reunion look that I'm like, this looks very similar to
or
that.
Or even like in a promotional ad, I feel like Jen wore something very similar.
Yeah, it could be. You've probably seen a photo, maybe. I mean, maybe her Rent the Runway didn't come in time.
Sure.
Mary's actually wasn't horrible, minus the fur. I feel like if the fur wasn't there, it was like this gold sequin long sleeve dress long gown. I thought it looked nice. It was nice and form fitting on her.
Should have made her come to Vegas.
Why do they get to choose? These text messages, No. You don't get to choose if you're going to Vegas.
Yeah, that was. Well, remember when they used to I rewatched the New York the other day and like. Who was it? It was where did they go? Scary Island. Lou didn't come. She didn't want to be a part of it. You know,
right?
Like they
that
did.
Was before though, because now they get paid per scene.
Yeah, I mean, so, they definitely need to go.
Yeah,
I mean, they need to get on that Alaska Airlines flight.
Oh, so you think it was Alaska Airlines?
I think it was Alaska. Yeah, because okay. I saw in the back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay, back to reunion looks. I thought Lisa Barlow, I loved her. It was a slip silk dress, one shoulder. It looked kind of like toga-y, but I thought, here's the thing.
It was too big. Wasn't fitted.
People were giving these women such a hard time. Like, these reunion looks. Atlanta wore leggings their first reunion, okay? OC was in sky tops and jeans in Vicky's backyard, okay? Right. This is their first season. Let's give them some slack because I still feel like they brought it. Heather's was a matron of honor, like, mother of the bride. It was horrible. Whitney's was like, she's like Christmas Barbie.
No, but Heather also, like,
can't dress. Doesn't have good fashion sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, it's just. It was
a but I wanted to give them an A for effort. I actually think as a cohesive group, they look much better than the OC cast did. Like, and OC's on season 15. This is their first. Just going to say that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's start the episode.
Okay. So we get a little bit of Mary and her husband comes back from Florida and he's like, oh, we just got to sell that house. Like. Basically, it sounds like a dump. And then she's like, oh, are you going to get rid of me and sell me?
He's like, what? Where do you even get that idea? And she's like, bug eyes. Like, it's just Mary doesn't leave her house. She's in her closet where she denies the Vegas trip. She's downstairs making the smoothies because we got a blender promotion, apparently.
Collagen.
It's like, Mary.
Was she in the episode anymore? No. It was just saying no to the Vegas trip.
It was that and then the Vegas, two separate scenes. But, yeah, not involved. Like, Mary. Where are
Brooks thou? Marks has gotten more scenes than me.
Yeah, totally.
I want gluten-free, dairy-free, a sugar-free diet. I want veggie chips. I want chicken nuggets and dog treats.
I like when he says, what kind of diet? And Meredith's like, good luck with that. she's just like he's like, oh, I want this. I want this. I want to make some mint tea. I want to do this.
No, mint water.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. But yeah, I was like, yeah. I was like, okay. Also, I'm like, where is this store on Main Street? Oh. Never been there. But anyways, it's like next to the river. Anyways, okay. Whitney is giving us a lot. I thought
she has over her brother Will and her sister Shaylee for dinner with Dad.
Mm-hmm. They all call him Dad. Like, they're all sitting down there, you know. Whitney, a week before I met with Shaylee, being like, he's different. Like, you need to see them. You need to see him. Like, you know, they're – and he says, I would go through it all again just to be right here. It's like, you would?
I commend Shaylee and Will. They're going to give him another chance. They have good memories. They want to make more. I mean, all you can do is, like – support these people, and sometimes they burn you again. And I know right now Whitney is not talking to her dad.
Ooh.
You know, addiction's just hard.
It's tough.
Yeah.
And it's tough on camera.
Yeah.
You know, but
it's... Well, and he's saying all the right things. You're rooting for him, and you want to believe him, but they've been burned by him so many times.
And didn't she just say, like, a couple of episodes, like, he's leaving, he, like, had left the center because he didn't want to share a room and didn't feel like he needed to, like, these things were, and then he's like, it's great, I've got a cool roommate, Doug, and I don't know what the roommate's name is, but, you know, right. And then from, like, 8 to 2:30, we do this, it's really fun. Like, doesn't seem.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And working on yourself and talking about your feelings and.
Okay, so now let's go to the double date with.
I love Sharif
and Jen.
I love Sharif.
Why did he go to the funeral, Mary?
I don't know.
I can't move past it. But I think
he's a good guy. He you can tell.
He iced her up for 4 days.
He loves Heather. He wanted Big Daddy and Big.
Is it Big Daddy, Daddy or Big Easy?
Big Heather? Dick
Daddy.
Heather kept calling him Big Easy, but he was introduced as Big Daddy. Right. So it was confusing.
Right, but his real name is Keith.
Yes.
I just love the relationship, though, between Sharif and Heather when he was, like, dancing in the scene when she was, and she was dancing. Like, it felt very, you know. I liked Keith. I thought Keith was a nice guy. Heather clearly, like, wasn't attracted to him. Like, I felt that she, in the beginning, was just was like, he, and then when she called a Shirley Temple, it was Cranberry and OJ. That is a big stick. She called a Shirley Temple, which is Sprite and Grenadine, if you haven't followed the Shirley Temple King on Instagram. Okay. And I was like, Heather, you know better.
I think Heather, though, like, she wants someone to drink alcohol with her. You know? Right. Like, she...
Totally.
But why? Tito's and water and lime? Did she mean soda water? She said water. Mm.
Some people drink, like, a vodka disgusting. With water. For That's you. Disgusting. For That's you. Disgusting. Okay. Maybe they don't like to take a shot, so they just water down the shot.
With soda water?
No, just she just...
Actually, you drink vodka tonic, which Ooh. I find funny.
Why? Is that hilarious?
I always drink vodka soda.
So it's just... Wait, what's so funny?
Well, soda's no calories, so I can have more.
Girl, whatever you have to tell yourself. Oh, you're telling me, oh, I'm a calorie queen over here because I drink the tonic water.
No, but
this is my new favorite thing, tomorrow. Though, mixing.
Vodka soda, vodka tonic.
No, I love a LaCroix.
I think a gin and tonic. Gin and tonic.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry I confuse you.
Okay. But he seems very sweet. They talk. Okay, he wants time stamps. Yeah, I mean, he just, you know. But also, it's like, why? I mean, Heather keeps on saying, like, oh,
you know. She's saying she doesn't want a relationship, but then she wants to find the right guy. And it's like, I think she doesn't want to find the wrong relationship with someone who's like, I feel like this. She's in this phase where she's like, I'm going to get this out of my system of dating a non-Mormon. And then I think she honestly wants to marry a Mormon but fall in love with him. So that she can, like, I think that's how I kind of feel. Because everything, her whole life revolves around the Mormon church. Whether she wants it or not, everything is like, oh, we're being a bad Mormon.
She wants to be Mormon. She's a grocery store Mormon. Where they go to the grocery store and they take what they like out of the religion. And that's fine.
That's Elisa Barlow too, right? No, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think she wants to, like... date people who are not Mormon, and that's what she wants is like the short term, but in real life she wants, like, not real life, but like what she wants, the end goal is a Mormon guy she falls in love with.
I agree with that. I'm just never a proponent for someone to date. Okay, if you're both like on vacation out of town, fine, have your fun, but like, why are you trying to hook up with someone that lives in Philadelphia?
Because she just wants to bang.
Yeah.
Okay, big, fine, big dick fine. Daddy.
Okay. Like, so that didn't work out.
But he did want dessert. And I was like, why are we depriving the man of dessert? Get that Suzuki.
Dessert.
Yeah. Big dick daddy wants the dick daddy. Daddy, daddy, easy, easy. Give him a Pazuki.
Sure. Okay. Okay, so then Mary says, I'm not going to go to Vegas. And Meredith's like, I'm not really a Vegas person either.
Okay, I felt that the responses were so, like, I don't think these were the real responses, but honestly describe them all to a T. Jen's like, I'll go if I'm the CEO of Fun, which is, like, so extra of Jen. Meredith's like, I'm going to disengage if someone talks to me wrongly, okay? It's not really my scene, but fine. I don't know if you know, but Seth and I separated and got back together. And then, you know, like, Heather's like, I'm in, because Heather's down for whatever.
She wants to bring... Hey, girls, I'm going to bring you a daddy back home. The gamble.
Okay, I loved it. I thought that was, like, she has such a good relationship with her girls to be able to, like, joke around. I feel like her girls really want her to find love. Like, they know that their dad's a dork.
Yeah.
You know? And then, does Lisa even respond?
Well, she's going to be there for business. I don't know why we're talking like this.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's that delirious time. Like, but I just... It's like, okay, they're Vegas.
Lisa bugs me this episode. I liked her last week. She was
so rude. Agree.
I didn't have to RSVP. I was already going to be there for work. And, like, I wasn't going to go on Alaska Airlines. I would take Southwest.
Yeah, I like being A3, okay? And if I'm a B16, then I'm not taking this flight.
This, you had texted me and you were like, Mary, they're like on Southwest, first season trip. Like, even like the limo that picked them up, it wasn't even like a black Escalade. It was like a gray, ugly limo.
Oh my God, they were in a gray, ugly, like, limo. Can you believe?
No, but like, it's just so, like, what was the Nomad Hotel?
The Nomad Hotel is definitely off the strip.
I, like, you know, just every, and
I don't think it's off the strip. I think it's like real low down on the strip. I looked up the time from to get from the hotel to the raceway. It was a 25-minute drive.
Oh, in that awkward car ride.
Yeah,
but where Lisa's just, like taking work calls.
Hello, yeah. Can I touch? I love that. But, okay, I thought it was funny when they were taking the limo and Whitney calls Lisa because, you know, she's trying to get a hold of her to see – because she doesn't know that she's actually in Vegas. She doesn't answer them 4 seconds – they're like 4 seconds later. She calls Meredith and she's like,
Lisa doesn't even sound – I don't know
why. No, that was Meredith.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
That's not her either. But, you know, it's just – and, like, Whitney's just like, the fuck? Like, like, what? And then I thought it was rude. So they get to the Nomad and they're like, okay, so we have an hour and we're going exotic car racing. And Jen's like, oh, no, I have a surprise for Heather. I'm like, what? I thought it was so rude.
Also, the surprise, I'm like, so was the surprise that you just set up a personal shopper?
Not even that. You had people open. I think they were still in the Nomad. Like,
they rented
like a side room and then were like, bring in shoes.
Who paid for these? Or did they even take anything home? You know?
Well, she got twice as many.
Shamazing!
Okay. But did you feel that? Okay. I felt that Jen was wearing. It's actually. Oh, you do have it in your nose. It's like, is this like the suit version of the J-Lo dress?
She was totally having a J-Lo moment.
Her falling off the bar really, really made me laugh. And then I thought, ooh, that looks like she could have broken an ankle. I was like, how did she keep herself up there? Like, I. But I just thought, like,
did you
and I
get thought, any of that for Fall Down Friday?
I will. I have some stuff for you.
But
I thought it was so funny, though, because it's like, Whitney also took it all in stride. She was like, I'm really happy, Heather, that she's giving you this moment and she's surprising. Like, that doesn't bother me. It's more just like, I have to be with Meredith and Lisa, who, like, clearly don't like me because of the drama that Jen at Jen's party. And Meredith's eyebrows.
Insane. I've done this before, though, where you put too much on.
And you make them double the size of your actual eyebrow?
Yeah, I've done this before, where you over. It's like, you know, when you got a lip liner and you over-colored them in, and then, you know, she did that to her eyelash, or her eyebrows.
Where was Brooks? Because isn't Brooks the makeup artist? I'm surprised he wasn't there.
Seriously.
oh, great. Because when she was like, you know how Vegas, they're always walking. He's like, I've never been to Vegas.
Is he 21?
Yeah, not he yet. Is now.
Okay.
But I just thought, okay, then the racetrack really made me laugh because Lisa is so fucking annoying.
Well, Lisa's like, I drive a Porsche in real life. Like, what should I drive here? Like, I've been to this track so many times. Patrick Dempsey. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, this is like, okay.
She's like, can I get this to match my outfit? Oh, my God. Can I touch? I love that.
And then, meanwhile, he's in the car, the guy, and he's like, okay, so, yeah, you can put more gas. Okay, yeah, you guys can pass us. Go ahead. Pass us, guys. Guys, that's fine. Uh-huh. Yeah, more gas, honey.
He's like, so, Lisa, feel free to put just a little bit more gas. And she's like, uh-huh. And they just like, a blank stare from her. And, like, Whitney and Meredith are, like, having the time of their lives, like, just going speeding 110. Around.
That did look kind of fun.
I actually thought it looked fun. I thought that their Vegas trip was, like, it's so different than, like, when Adrian took us to Vegas. You know, we went to a Jay-Z concert and, you know, that whole thing.
We were in high heels, bouncing basketballs in
Palm suite.
Yeah. Whitney did have another funny line. Like, she was pretending to be Lisa. She's like, I don't know how to act like I'm taking a shit and be sexy at the same time.
Yes, that made me laugh. I was, like, writing. I was like, okay, here are, like, notes to myself of, like, really funny moments that happened. That was one of them. I thought – and actually, it's so funny. Whitney also, though, with her long hair, I was like, she looks just like Lala. Like, I felt there was so many – like, it was like, oh, whoa. Maybe more, like, before Lala messed with her face as much. But they look a lot alike.
I really – she's, like, super secure with herself, which
– Yes.
I like, she speaks her mind but also apologizes. She's a really great housewife. And I thought it was super funny when they were at the track. And, you know, clearly there's, like, this animosity. Like, Lisa and Meredith are totally against Whitney. She's, like, they're alone. And then, you know, and they're – Lisa's like, well, you know, I'm the only one that speaks for me. And Meredith's like, yeah, nobody speaks for me either. And these side conversations. And then Whitney's like, well, you know, I'm sorry. Like, and then they both say, thank you at the same exact time. I was like, but you could just tell they were never going to move forward. They keep on saying, no, we can get past this with Whitney, but you know they can't.
I feel like Meredith can, but Lisa's going to, like, egg her on a little bit. And then because, like, Meredith always wants to disengage, you know? Like, I don't think – she doesn't want the drama. But then, like, when Lisa brings it up, she's like, she's right. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree. I was going to say the same thing about Whitney. It's, like, her just being, like, I'm owning it. Like, I'm sorry, you know, I'll come to you guys next time. But now she did that with Jen. And Jen cannot move – Jen, again –
but this, like, goes back to the Whitney's party where she's mad about – Meredith hanging out with Mary. Like, we know Jen can't let things go. This is a pattern for Jen Shaw.
It's too much. And so she's like telling Heather, like, Heather, you, like, is this the hill you're gonna die on kind of thing of being, like, Whitney's friend? It's like, Heather's also her cousin, so they're family. And I don't think
on the cousin thing. Yes. I thought, like, their mothers were sisters or something like that. It's a little bit more removed than that. They're not first cousins.
Oh, if you find out.
But I remember being like, oh, that's like, yeah, you're in the same bloodline, but it goes. But
you could still marry goes back, and have a kid together kind of thing?
Not that far, but like, let's okay. Just, they're not first cousins, okay?
Okay. But when Jen was like, she wants to, like, have a fight with Whitney, which is, again, I think it's funny because I don't think that Whitney, like, Whitney doesn't breathe life into these things, right? Like, she's basically, I'm going to confront it. Like, I don't care. And Jen's telling Heather, like, she's yelling at Heather. And if
you picked the wrong birthday. You want to come and sit at the adult table and eat caviar. Get rid of those chicken nuggets. Yeah. If you're going to throw something out, then you better be able to play with it.
Yeah, it was like,
no, I don't know.
Again, I was like, Jen, I just think, like, if you're drunk, I'm afraid of you, and I think that you would be scrappy, but sober, I think you're no. And
then the only reason I haven't bitch slapped her is because she's your friend.
I love when Heather said, though, so you're gonna, it's her fault you threw the glass.
Yeah.
Like, Heather, like, she doesn't want her friends to be mad at her, but she also is like, I hold Whitney accountable. Like, Jen is just so, like she said, she's like, if you're a ride, Jen wants you to be a ride or die, and that means that you're her henchman.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if she's right or wrong. You That's have to agree with her.
She has all
her.
The assistants. She's like a Bethany, paying people to be around her and do whatever she wants. Oh,
Shaw Squad with yeah. dollar signs as the S's.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They do whatever she wants. They have to go along with whatever she wants. She pays them to do that. Stuart.
Stew chains.
Yes.
But, and like her aunts that drive her around.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's just, this is clearly, it's going to backfire because Heather is like having none of it because we see, so that's like where the episode ends, right? But the next week we see that, you know, they all get together. Jen goes off on Meredith. Meredith disengages for like the 17th time. Heather's tells like Whitney what's going on. She just comes and she comes at Whitney right away when they're all going to dinner. And it's like, Jen, it's not going to go well for you. No. It's not. But you know what? It's going to go well for us because it's fucking enjoyable.
And Andy already said Salt Lake's coming back for season two.
Whoop, whoo! Thank God. I mean,
are we surprised?
No, but, you know, it's like there's no Sundance this year, so it's going to be like Queen of Sundance who? Vida Tequila, Ombre Tequila,
Maybe, though, maybe
Ola Tequila.
Maybe they won't start filming till like,
summer in Park City is also, and Salt Lake, like, it's also amazing. I would be fine with the summer.
I bet they start filming in, like, March.
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed, fingers
and
crossed.
And maybe Utah's, like, a small state. Maybe they'll get the vaccine out fast.
Maybe.
Faster than California.
Yikes.
We got 40 million. Yikes. Actually, London, my mayor, she said by June 30th, that's her goal, to have all of San Francisco vaccinated. So, fingers crossed for those big 4th of July parties, people.
And on that note, have a great Bye. Week. Bye, everyone.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.